And now this is a dictation for Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Honeycutt, H-U-N-N-I-C-U-T-T, January 29, 46, address as a letter to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 431713. Dear Dr. Holmes, a follow-up for Betty, who has chronic kidney disease, last visit November. She has been evaluated for unsteadiness, gait problems, headaches, dizziness, memory issues, bladder issues. There is a tentative diagnosis of normal pressure hydrocephalus. Has seen neurosurgeon Dr. Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R. She's not aware of discussing with a neurologist. There are discussions about doing ventricular peritoneal shunt. She denies any testing on her back, draining fluid. Also diagnosis of osteoporosis. Otherwise, extensive review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the losartan HCTC. Next paragraph, pressing weight 246, previously 240. Blood pressure by nurse 144.54, normal pulse. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, appears regular, has a systolic murmur. Obesity, no ascites tendon and masses, no major edema, minor JVD. I notice a slow in her walk. I did not notice any shuffling. I did not notice any gross motor deficits. Does have normal speech, normal pupils. I notice some memory. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine 1.39 for a GFR of 39, which is stable over time. Stage 3B. Electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, with anemia of 12.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B. Stable over time, no progression. There is no indication for dialysis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, malanemia without external bleeding. No indication for EPO, which is done for hemoglobin less than 10. Electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, as indicated above, all is stable. Does not require changes on treatment. The next number, prior bariatric surgery, prior B12 deficiency, has been on replacement. Next number, this constellation of neurological problems with MRI, CT scan, suggestive of normal pressure hydrocephalus. I don't know if she's having problems with recollection, but apparently has not seen a neurology. They have not done the spinal tap to document improvement of the symptoms, which is predictive if an invasive procedure like ventriculoperitoneal shunt will help with the gait balance abnormalities. I will try to contact you in person as you might have more complete information. If not, I strongly encourage her to see a neurologist to give us a second opinion about it, as this test is well described before any invasive procedure for this condition. Police discuss and interdictation